Welcome back to Radio Boston. I'm Meghna Chakraborty.
And I'm Anthony Brooks. As the saying goes, you are what you eat. But now more and more research is finding that not only are you what you eat, but when you eat.
A new study from Brigham and Women's Hospital is adding to that research, and it suggests that you're better off consuming carbohydrates for breakfast than for dinner. The results have particular significance for shift workers, people who work through the night and sleep during the day. They have a greater risk of developing diabetes.
The study will be published this week in the journal Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences, PNAS. And joining us now to talk about it is co-host of WBUR's Common Health blog, Carrie Goldberg. Hi, Carrie.
Hey, Anthony.
Good to see you.
You
Happy
too.
Spring.
Thank
and it
you.
Is spring out there, finally.
Yes, thank Lord.
So tell us about this study. What questions did researchers want to answer?
Well, Anthony, remember the old saying, eat breakfast like a king, lunch like a prince, and dinner like a pauper?
Yes, and I always wondered why.
Well, this is exactly what this study was exploring, is what is sort of the underlying biology behind the fact that's been established for a while that we're better, our bodies are better at regulating blood sugar after breakfast than they are after dinner. And so it was exploring that biology and also looking at why it is that shift workers, people who work overnight shifts or varying shifts, tend to be at higher risk for diabetes than the rest of us.
All right. So explain briefly what this study found and its particular significance for shift workers.
So what it found was that there are a couple of independent factors. First of all, there's just our body clocks, our circadian rhythms, as they're called, and they make us better at regulating blood sugar in the mornings. And then there's also that if you're a shift worker, your body clock is misaligned. It wants to be awake in the daytime, but in fact, you have to be awake at night. So your schedule is flipped, and that in itself is an independent factor that leads to worse blood sugar regulation.
I see. All right.
So, and by the way, you want to regulate your blood sugar well because bad blood sugar regulation is a risk factor for diabetes.
Got it. Okay. So the study focused on shift workers, but what does it say to the general population? It seems like there'd be some lessons for all of us in here.
Right. Well, it does seem to underscore that old saying that you want to eat more at breakfast. Generally, we can get into the specifics, but generally, than you do at night. That in fact, the old saying writers maybe have been onto something.
All right. Well, let's introduce Dr. Frank Scheer. He co-led the study. He's an associate neuroscientist and assistant professor of medicine in the Division of Sleep and Circadian Disorders and Departments of Medicine and Neurology at Brigham and Women's Hospital right here in Boston. And Dr. Scheer, good to have you. Welcome to the conversation.
Thank you very much, Anthony.
So how did you set this study up? Tell us what the participants actually did in this study.
We had every participant come back into this highly controlled in-laboratory environment where we could schedule all their behaviors and the lighting conditions, their meals, their sleep-wake cycle. So now these people were trying to sleep during the day, they were eating at night, and so what this allowed us to do is to do an internal comparison within a subject to look at what is the impact of having an identical meal when people were in the simulated night work protocol and their body clock was completely misaligned with the behavioral cycle, they weren't as well able to deal with a glucose load from meal.
So in other words, this group was having breakfast, let's say, at 8 p.m. and dinner at 8 a.m. The meals are completely reversed from the normal group, right?
That is exactly right. So while in the daytime schedule, their breakfast was at a normal 8 a.m. and dinner at 8 p.m.
Right. Now, I'd love to hear from you this explanation, because we've known for a while that shift workers have a greater risk for diabetes. How do the results of this study explain that? I mean, the body chemistry that makes this so.
Not only did the glucose tolerance, or this ability of your body to uptake the glucose, was this worsened with exposure to misalignment, also when we had people exposed to a number of days, so 3 days in a row, to simulated night work, this effect was sustained. And that might have relevance for chronic shift workers, because this would suggest that even upon repeated exposure, this may still be have this detrimental effect on these on the shift workers.
So I'm curious about this because, you know, when I think of circadian rhythms, I think of getting on an airplane and flying to Europe, let's say, and eventually my circadian rhythm adapts and I get used to the change in environment. But it sounds like you're saying that even if you do this shift work forever, I mean, let's say for 15, 20, 25 years, that you never really adapt to that schedule change?
That is correct. So most shift workers, unless in really extreme conditions like people working in an oil rig or so, that might actually properly entrain to night work. And most of the shift workers, there is no adaptation of the body clock to this inverted sleep-wake cycle. And the reason, or part of the reasons we think, are that, first of all, when people are having their days off, they typically revert back to sleeping at night and being awake during the day so that it can be with friends and family.
Nice.
And another aspect that we believe is important is that on their commute back from their night work, they are exposed to sunlight in the morning, and so that prevents their body clock from adjusting to the night work.
Fascinating. But Carrie, some really kind of troubling questions here.
Well,
right?
It's troubling because we do need people to work overnight. We need police officers. We need hospital workers. So Dr. Scheer, is there a solution for shift workers to at least help them avoid the risk of developing diabetes?
Right. So one aspect that we're looking now into, which we think is probably the most important aspect, is meal timing. That is probably the driving factor. If that is misaligned compared to the internal body clock, that is driving these effects. And so one of the aspects that we're studying now is whether manipulating food timing, even in people exposed to circadian misalignment, can have a beneficial effect on their glucose tolerance. And it's not just that we have a body clock in the brain and the suprachiasmatic nucleus in the hypothalamus, but that virtually all the cells of our body contain the same molecular machinery that allows these cells to generate these 24-hour rhythms.
And full of clocks.
We're full of clocks.
All right. So croissant, pancakes, not a good idea for supper. All right.
For breakfast.
Dr. Frank Scheer is an associate neuroscientist and assistant professor of medicine in the Division of Sleep and Circadian Disorders and Departments of Medicine and Neurology at Brigham and Women's Hospital. And he co-led the study on blood sugar regulation and the internal clock, which will be published this week in the journal PNAS. And Dr. Scheer, thanks so much for joining us and explaining this very interesting study.
My pleasure. Thank you so much.
And Carrie Goldberg, co-host of WBUR's Common Health blog, thank you as always.
You're welcome.
And listeners, for a link to the Common Health post about this study, you can go to our website, radioboston.org.